I want to thank you for bringing this forward. I have a brother in Rolla, Missouri that manages a MFA exchange and have a large propane distribution system. And I think Monday of last week, propane, they were selling for $1.79 a gallon. Thursday morning he came by, or Friday morning, the veterinary clinic, and told me that it was costing him $4.79 a gallon. And they were distributing it for that because he didn't feel they could do any markup. Now the problem he's got is they can store 120,000 gallons of propane. They've got about 60,000 gallons stored that was prepaid at $1.37.
Right.
And they're only getting 9,500 gallons a week now, which they sell in one day. So they're trying to dip into that cheap propane to keep people from running out. They, for quite some time, said, you know, you had to buy 150, 200 gallons, or they wouldn't run a truck out because there's no delivery fee or whatever. Well, they've cut that down to 100 gallons because now that's almost $500.
Right.
And so I've heard a lot about this over the weekend because a lot of people in my area do depend on propane as their heating source, or wood, some electric, but the electric is quite expensive. The other issue that concerns me greatly is my brother's information was Friday, the only propane company that had made a commitment to try to keep the turkey buildings, the chicken buildings, the hog houses, propane was MFA propane. And if you don't think this isn't going to show up in the grocery store, I mean, we all know how high beef is now because of the shortage. You let those chickens, those turkeys, or those pigs that's on a growing floor run out of heat for about 3 hours and they're all dead. So this is going to be a huge cost. It may double the cost of chicken breast. It may double the cost of a pork chop, because we don't know how long this is going to last. I think one person boiled it down to, you know, we couldn't get trucks in a lot of areas up north to haul more propane down here. Texas has increased their production and pushing it our way. I agree with you. I think the propane is there. I think one thing that we can really zero in on as maybe a potential huge problem and a man-created crisis is the Keystone Pipeline. I think that would have been a big help for us to move this south out of a weather-stricken area that you couldn't get trucks in. So these guys are running day and night, and they're trying to keep people warm, and it truly is a crisis in my area, and I do think it will reflect in the food cost.